98.5, Star 98.
You have no messages.
Stephen Laura's last day update.
I had this guy leave me a voicemail at work, so I called him at home. And then he emailed me to my BlackBerry, and so I texted to his cell. And now you just have to go around checking all these different portals just to get rejected by 7 different technologies. It's exhausting.
Star 98.
We have a last date update for you, but it's not really, it's kind of the first date. And just kind of a question, if you check the Star 98 Facebook page, it goes a little bit like this. I moved away, and I'm traveling back to the West Coast to spend the week of Christmas in my hometown.
Oh,
my family
I love
is,
it.
My
I
family,
love this. I love it already. Go ahead.
My
keep going.
Family, oh, I've seen this so many times. My family has orchestrated a date with an old friend of mine who is now single. We now have a dinner date planned for the Sunday before Christmas, the 23rd of December, and I'm just wondering if I should get her a little Christmas gift since it's so close to the holiday.
I can picture it now. Okay, so they grew up together, probably always liked each other but never told each other, and one was probably always in a relationship when the other one was single, and they just never thought anything would happen, and then he moves away and moves here, and then she's still in whatever town on the West Coast, and now their family has realized that he's coming home, and so they've orchestrated this date, and now they're finally going to get together, and their grandma probably still has that little ribbon candy on her coffee table, just like old times at Christmas, and can't you just picture that?
This sounds like the plot of Hope Floats.
Oh, I
with
know.
With Sandra Bullock and the
but
other
like
guy.
The Christmas edition.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's stupid.
It's, what?
No, this do not get her something.
Why?
Because
they've known each other. It's not like it's a blind date setup. They've known each other forever, and they've always been secretly in love with each other, don't you think?
Oh, come on now. Now you're going way too Hallmark on me.
I know.
I
don't even like those movies. I would much rather watch Dateline on Friday night than a Hallmark movie, but I think this is really going to be... This is going to be awesome.
Somebody always... Who said this? And I totally agree with... let's see here.
With Cheryl, who
what,
just
is it Cheryl that
used
said,
the meme from Elf screaming,
yeah.
No.
That's a good one. That's a good one. No, I don't think it's a good idea. I think what's going to happen, if you do go out there and you do get her a gift, first of all,
doesn't have to be like a diamond tennis bracelet. It could be, like Dawn said, why not? Maybe a coffee mug with a small bag of really good coffee inside. Why?
No, you're... What if... Is she going to get you anything?
Doesn't matter.
But she's going to feel odd if she gets something from you and she didn't get you anything.
People give me gifts all the time sometimes, and I don't get them anything. And I'm like, thanks for the coffee.
No, man, I say no to this. I say...
I was kidding. You just blew right over there like that was reality.
I'm just saying that I don't think you need to go and get something. I don't care how big or small. That's not the point. It's going to make her feel uncomfortable.
It's going to make her go, oh, thank you. And then date number two is going to happen on Christmas Eve.
Not everything ends in a Hallmark movie.
Date number three on Christmas Day when they're all of a sudden at each other's family's gatherings and everybody knows everybody because they grew up together and they were always in love.
Please just stop.
By New Year's Eve, they're probably going to be making plans. One of them is going to be moving. Make her move here, though. Don't move there because I want to follow along with this love story.
Once again, the last date update here on Star 98 continues to just be you and I arguing about it session. 393-1985. Give us your thoughts on this situation. It's up on the Star 98 Facebook page.
It does not have to be a big, extravagant Christmas gift, but something cute and wrapped where at dinner she can unwrap it and realize how much she has always loved him and how sweet he is this much later in life.
It doesn't have to be a big gesture, you're right, but it also doesn't have to turn into a Hallmark movie, which you think
which
it's going
it will.
To. No.
Which it will.
Your thoughts, please.
On Star 98.
Yeah, a guy moves away, now coming back to the West Coast to visit an old friend.
To spend Christmas with his family, and the family has orchestrated a date.
I'm wondering why she would even agree to this date.
Because she's always been in love with him, and I bet what has happened is maybe she was married or maybe she was with somebody and that didn't work out because obviously she's destined to be with him, and she's kept in touch with his mom, and his mom finds out she's single, and so then she sets up the date, and of course she wants to reunite with him because they've always been in love.
So should he bring a gift, a small little gift of, hey, here's your Christmas gift, small little trinket?
Yeah, because it's the Sunday before before Christmas?
The answer is no. Star 98.
Good morning. I think he absolutely should gift her something small. I think it's thoughtful. I think she'll love it. And, you know, it'll create all those warm, fuzzy feelings inside. Absolutely do it. Just something small, though.
Right. Yeah, me too. And especially because it's not like it's a blind date where these are two strangers that have never met and she may think that's awkward. They've known each other forever. And now they're finally going on a date. Of course you should get her something.
What? And she's an old friend, too. So even if nothing came of it, because it's a small gift, she's not going to feel awkward.
Yep. In fact, I bet this is some diner that they used to go to in high school after football games, and now they're going to reunite at the same booth.
I'm with her. Sorry, you're wrong. Got to give her a little gift. I think it's perfect.
Yes. And after dinner, when they order the same milkshakes they used to drink back in the day, he can pull out the little wrapped gift and slide it across the table.
I threw up in my mouth.
Steve and Laura in the morning on Star 98.